I don't think I'd be bothered with this.
Are you writing, Winston?
Oh, yes, look, I'm writing. Look, this is me writing, see?
Because you know what they say. When the Muse decides to visit you, she'd better find you working.
Yes, Muse, yeah, they say that, don't they?
What have you written today, then?
Nothing.
You haven't written anything, have you?
No, I have. I've written tons.
Have you written it into that book you've been working on?
I might have.
But have you?
Well, I might have.
I know you might have. If I thought it was impossible, I wouldn't have asked.
What sort of muse are you anyway? I thought you were supposed to inspire me.
I try. My God, I try. Will you try inspiring an idiot?
Hey, there's no need for that.
Have you ever thought maybe you just can't write?
I can write. I can write just fine. Have you ever thought maybe I'd get a lot more done without these interruptions?
Well, you certainly couldn't write any less.
No, I thought muses were supposed to be attractive nubile goddesses anyway. You're a horrid little ogre.
Would you get any more done if I was?
Well...
Exactly. So have you come up with an ending for that book yet?
Yeah, it was, all a dream.
What? A dream? You get dropped down a class for an ending like that, even in a special needs school.
It was just one idea.
Yeah, a terrible one. What else have you got? Slowly fade out.
Well...
You're pathetic.
No, I've got an ending.
Go on then, impress me.
Well, No, I've got nothing.
Oh, for Christ's sake! Who would have thought it'd be so difficult to finish a telephone directory?
Well, it's tough. It's really tough. You should really...
Well, really, right. Really.
It's hard.
You
can understand. Right. You're a writer.
I'm going then, but I'll be back tomorrow. And you better have done something, or there'll be hell to pay.
Oh, God. Ugh.
The auditions for the next podcast are here.
We're showing the door.
This is the door.
Can it act?
It's a bit wooden.
Well, it can't be worse than the last person I saw.
Well, its attendance is better.
You're right. I didn't even see the last person I saw.
Do you want me to bring in an actor?
Do you have Kevin Costner?
I'll check. We don't have Kevin Costner.
Well, don't bring him in, then.
Hi, I'm not Kevin Costner.
Really? How long haven't you been Kevin Costner for?
Just the past 3 years.
Who went you before that?
I wasn't Whoopi Goldberg.
What a coincidence. I'm not Whoopi Goldberg either.
What a small world.
Imagine that.
Do you, want to get together and do something?
Oh, let's not.
Hey, get off me. Oh, come on, get off.
Next.
I'm here to audition.
What makes you think you're qualified for this role?
I've read the script.
Great. Can you tell me what happens?
I'm a professional actress, you know.
Is that a fact?
I was in ER.
And you'd be going back there with that attitude.
Look at my CV.
Well, that is impressive.
I knew it was a good idea to write it on my tits.
Hey, I was reading that.
Shall we do a scene?
Okay, but perhaps you should audition first.
Where should we start?
Well, we're both already here.
That's a good place to start, then.
Tell me, can you do any accents?
I can do all accents.
Oh, great. Do all of them, then.
Will you feed me?
Didn't you eat before you came?
No, feed me the line.
I didn't realize you swallowed lines. I've been wasting a lot of time. Tell me, has anyone told you how beautiful you are?
Well, no.
Well, maybe there's a reason for that.
Hey, I'm not standing for this.
Then here, take a seat.
You'll never work in this town again.
Great, where are we moving to?
I'm a married woman.
Really, does your husband know?
Well, of course he does.
Well, I feel sorry for both of them then. Good day.
I'm here about the podcast.
Have you acted before?
Before what?
Before this time.
I'm not acting. This is the real me.
Haven't I seen you in something before?
Was I good in it?
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Weren't you in Hamlet?
Yes, I was in the stalls.
I thought I recognized you. I was in the bar.
Shall I do my audition piece?
Nah, do the whole audition.
Hold on. I can't find the page.
It's that white thing you're holding.
Really? Well, take this and page my wife.
Shall I tell her you got the part?
Have I got the part?
No, but I don't mind lying.
You're an upstart. What's the quickest way to get out of this place?
Try calling me an upstart again.
You're an...
Can somebody mop the floor in here?
I've already done it.
Well, mop the ceiling then.
Everyone's on lunch.
Lunch? Why didn't I get any lunch?
I have a guava.
What's a guava?
It's a fruit.
No, you're a fruit and the guava's a red herring.
No, a red herring's a fish and the fruit is a decoy.
No, decoy is a fish, the guava's a fruit, and red herrings are ruse.
No, a ruse is a plant, the koi is a fish, guavas are a fruit.
And the herring?
My herring's fine, but it helps if you speak up.
Can you act?
Well, did you believe me when I said you were talented?
Why, yes.
Yes, I can act.
Do you want to be in a podcast?
Can I use an assumed name?
I assumed you already did.
What would you like me to say?
Do you know any old jokes?
I work for one.
What would you do if I said you got the role?
Probably harm myself.
You're hired. You got out of that one.
What's the news, Doctor?
I'm very sorry to say, Mrs. Adams, but we tried our best, and he gave up the fight and passed away at 1322.
Oh, God.
The other doctors have asked me to come out here and explain that in this day and age, modern medicine can work wonders, and although it didn't save your husband's life, his organs could be put to further use.
What do you want them for?
Well, we have dogs.
What?
Well, sorry, no, we collect them.
But what do you do with them?
We put them in a large pile in the yard.
Why?
Well, dogs aren't allowed in the hospital.
I can't let you do that with my husband's organs.
Why not? He's not going to use them.
I'd rather they were used to save lives.
Well, they will save lives. Those dogs will probably starve to death without them.
Well, if you put it like that, I guess it'll be okay.
It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Could you just sign this consent form for me, please?
Yes, of course.
She signed!
I thought you said the dogs weren't allowed in the hospital.
Yep, I said that. But I also said we were doctors.
Four bread rolls for you there. That's £1.20, please. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Bison.
How's my crumpet then, eh? I always come to this baker's for a bit of crumpet, don't I?
Yes, Mr. Bison. What can I get for you?
Oh, how about a pair of baps? Yes, I like a nice firm pair of baps, I do.
Yes.
I'm going to give those baps a good filling when I get home, yeah? A good filling, if you know what I mean.
Quite. Would you like any cakes or pastries?
I wouldn't mind a sticky willy, my dear. At my age.
The usual, then.
Unless you've got something I can put my plums in and fill with cream.
Sir?
I have a punnet of plums and some squirty cream, you see? I bet you thought I was being dirty.
I think the manager would like to have a word with you, Mr. Bison.
Oh, really?
Listen, mate, you're coming here 5 days a week and making the same piss-poor innuendos. It's starting to creep the staff out.
But I...
Why don't you take your baps and your ice buns?
Sticky willies?
We call them ice buns now, because of you. Why don't you take your baps, your ice buns, and your lame repertoire of innuendo and go to your sad little home and masturbate yourself to death?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll just... take my things and leave.
You normally have a French tart as well, Mr. Bison?
Oh, a French tart?
Out! Get out of the shop!
Get off.
Out of the shop!
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Nothing much.
I know.
Then why did you ask?
Tell me what's wrong with this picture.
What picture?
When customers come in, what's the first thing they see?
The shop doors?
After that.
They see the TVs?
No, they don't.
Well, they should do. They're right by the door.
After that, then.
They see the great value prices?
No.
They see the slightly trumped up prices, then?
No, they see you lazing about by the toasters.
What?
Stand up straight. Take your hands out your pockets. Smile. Don't grimace. Smile. No teeth. Now say the welcome.
Hello.
No, like the others do.
Hello, welcome to Botham's. Can I help you, ma'am?
Great! That's better, isn't it?
Fuck off!
What?
I don't work here!
Oh, shit. Oh, I'll be honest.
This isn't the first time this has happened. Which ones work here?
I've got no idea. I've been trying to get some help for about half a bloody hour.
Oh, right then. Do you want a job?
Is there a staff discount?
Yeah.
I'll go on then.
Stand up straight. Take your hands out of your pockets. Smile. Now say the welcome.
Hello, welcome to Bothams. Can I help you, ma'am?
Perfect. Now tell me, how'd you get out of this place?
Excuse me? Do you work here?
Oh, Susie, I keep telling you, your mother's dead to me.
Okay.
I've told you 100 times, haven't I? Now, why do I hate Mummy?
Because she's a lying, cheating harlot.
Now, come on, we both know I didn't use that word, did I?
No.
What did I actually say?
You called her a whore.
That's right. And what did I do to that whore?
You threw her outside in the mud.
Yes, and why did I do that? Because she deserved it.
Okay.
So what have we learnt?
Mummy's a whore and deserves to be face down in the mud.
That's right. Now, do you want to know where your father is?
No.
Good girl. Don't ask too many questions. Learn from his mistakes. Now run along and play. Before you write in and complain, I'd like to confirm that I'm not a paedophile. And you want to be ashamed of yourself for jumping to those sort of conclusions.
Come in!
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Mr. Peters. Please, take a seat.
Thank you.
So tell me, what seems to be the problem?
Well...
It's okay. There's no need to be embarrassed. I'm a doctor. I've heard it all before.
Oh, well, I did a poo the other day.
Yep.
Yeah, and I sort of turned round to have a look at it.
And there was blood?
Well, no, it's just the poo looked quite,
What, runny? You're suffering from diarrhoea?
No, it's just the poo looked very...
What, very dark in colour? Almost black? That's very common.
No. It's just, it looked quite a lot like Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando?
The actor.
Oh? The old Marlon Brando or young Marlon Brando?
Sort of from the Island of Dr. Moreau period.
I've not seen that.
It's okay, the Michael York one's much better.
Okay.
Burt Lancaster's in it.
Burt Lancaster and Marlon Brando?
Well, no, Marlon Brando's in the remake with Val Kilmer.
Right.
Do you want to see it?
I'll probably catch it when it's on TV next.
I brought it with me if that helps.
Well, don't have anything to play it on in here.
No, not the film,
The poo?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Do you want to see it?
I guess I'd better.
Okay. Here. Look at that.
This looks like a perfectly normal stall to me.
Well, you haven't seen Marlon Brando in the Island of Dr. Moreau.
How did he look?
Like shit!
Set magnificent seven. Now you're dead, you're dead. don't you think?
Your voice is what you're known for, of course. But in Washington, you ended up hoarse. You knew too much, like how the West was born and made Christmas.
Was well good, weren't it? We should go to the cinema more. I like those racing films. There's another one coming out next year, isn't there?
Hello again, Alice.
Hold on, Chantel. What are you doing here, Rob?
You said to come back once I've sorted myself out.
Yeah.
And I'm back.
Yeah, so?
Listen, Alice, there's something I really wanted to say.
Do what, Rob?
There's something that's been burning inside of me since I last saw you, and I must share it.
Why are you talking like that?
Alice, my darling, I really wanted to say that I'm very fond of you.
What are you doing, Rob?
What do you mean?
And maybe after this terrible war we can get married.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I've asked your father for your hand in marriage.
Do what? You know I don't know who my dad is.
Well, it must have been your stepfather then.
Shut up! I don't have a stepdad.
Well, who was that chap at your mother's house?
Dunno! He was probably one of my mum's clients.
Oh, well, I've asked him for your hand in marriage.
And what did he say?
He said I could do what I like and to stop bothering him.
Oh, right.
So what do you say? Will you marry me?
No.
But why not? Look at me. I've smartened myself up, I've become educated, I've improved my diction, and I've turned my life round, and all for you.
Yeah, but you're still an ugly bugger, aren't you?
Oh, what? Oh, man, that is bullshit! I don't know why I fucking bother.
Nah, carry on, Chantel. Nah, it's just Rob being a nobber.
Say to me all the time, they say it like Julian, like blah 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 something or another. I don't know, yeah, and I seldom listen because it's like jealousy, yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Do you think I was born where I am today? No, my father had to pay a lot of money to get me where I am today. I've had jobs, of course I've had jobs, well, you know, one job, yeah. Yeah, so don't come to me with your snivelling about, oh, I've got to work 60 hours a week, yeah. I had a job, yeah, and it was the worst 45 minutes of my life, so I quit. Yeah, I said, I don't care, I just don't care. Let those African kids in India starve. I'm never coming to Oxfam again, yeah? And I left. And you know, they had the nerve to send my daddy a letter, yeah? They sent him a letter saying I didn't give a shit, yeah? I mean, how rude. I didn't give a shit. But I showed them, next time they looked in their collection box, they saw I did. Yeah, you know, it's like a joke, yeah? I mean, there's no need to get on my case about it, yeah? No, seriously, I mean, I only took the bloody job because my daddy said I had to learn the value of money. Yeah, it turns out a quid, yeah, is exactly the same value as a pound. Yeah, seriously. I'm so alone.
Welcome to the Opin News, today's top headlines and what you think about them with your host, Janet Salt. You like her.
Hello. Lots of important things are happening all over the planet. You don't understand the implication of most of them. I don't know why I bother. Here is a scientist to talk about it.
Things are very bad. The world is going to end. Yes, the whole world. Even the bit that you are in at this very moment. You are concerned.
How long do we have left?
About 2 minutes. You don't know what to do.
Let's whiz over to Billy Overcoat for an outside broadcast.
This is terrible! Be very scared!
Thank you, Billy. Let's hear from one of our viewers' emails. The world is ending. Help us. We're all going to die. Yes, you're right. Let's go over to Est Soil for another petrifying update.
I have just watched most of my crew die in front of my eyes. I secretly hated all of them as their persistent name-calling directly led to my bulimia problems. I'm glad they're dead.
Thank you, Esther.
Thank you, Janet. You think I'm fat?
You are fat. Now let's go back to a scientist, Dr. Winston Chickamondo, for the final update.
It's the last few moments now. You're rather worried. Grab your loved ones and bring them close. You are more scared than you've ever been before. Everyone, assume the brace position. You feel sick with fear. Get ready for the biggest explosion of your life. You're sad that you've wasted your life. Oh, nothing has happened. You are relieved. This episode of The King's North Lobotomy starred Jenny Walters, Rebecca Ralph, and me, Lawrence Robinson. The scripts were written by Scott Kingsnorth. The direction and production was by Scott Kingsnorth and Samuel Marlowe. Music was written and composed by Ed Field. The lyrics were written by Scott Kingsnorth, Lawrence Robinson, and Ed Field. If you've enjoyed this podcast, tell some friends about it, and then come join us on Facebook. We'll be waiting. See you next time. Bye!